Mitzvah Tfilas Kelim is a mitzvah deraisa. For down in the pasuk, Roy Vishenim hold that it's a mitzvah deraisa. The arsim says that it's going to be mitzvah soifrim, but the ma'aser has come up very place convinced that it's going to be a mitzvah deraisa, and is a chiyuv to be toivel of the kelim. What's the sivus adava? The sivus adava, Yishami says, it went from tumas nakri to tumas yisrael. Being the kelim went from tumas nakri to tumas yisrael, that's going to be sivus adava. Why you're going to be chayav in Tfilas Kelim? So before we get to actual tanoim of the four tanoim in order to chayav Tfilas Kelim, besides that there's a mitzvah, there's also a isher shtamshis. There's also to want to use a kli before one goes ahead and table the kli. Now there's a very common mistake. People think that you're allowed to use it one time without being mishtamish. One time you get one time free. There is no such concept. That's a toyis meikare. However, there's no yisui. They can be table. They can use it one time. There is a yisui, maybe something which is disposable and is not a kli. It's not chayav, but about something which is a kli, even one time is going to be asa. Now what is this going to be? So the Prima Gadlam and Tav Peva, we saw has a side that on Kli Malchus is going to be Deraisa. Mashenkin, we're dealing with Kli Skuchis, which is only Derabanan. Then the Issa Stamshis is only going to be Derabanan. L'maisa, the Ber Lacha in Shinachav Gimel, is Mavur, his opinion is that the whole Issa is going to be Issa Derabanan. And even on Kli Malchus, which is going to be Chayav Deraisa, still the Issa Stamshis is only Issa Darabana, which can be Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say you have a Suffolk. If the Kli was table or not, you don't know. So, can I go ahead and use it? And you're not sure. So if it's a Suffolk, which you can't be Mavar. If it's Issa Daraisa, so I say you have to be Machmer. If it's Issa Darabana, being that the whole thing is the Issa Stamshis is Darabana, it could be Mokim Suffolk. There's Mokim to go ahead and be Mekel. So nice, like you said, there's a mitzvah to be Toivel, and there's also Issa Shimish to the Kli. Now use the Kli even one time before you go ahead and use it. We saw the Chiddush of Shem Zalman, which wants to say, which we'll go back to this, that Shem Zalman wants to say that the Seid of the Isser is that Chazal made it strong. Being that there's a mitzvah, Chazal strengthened the mitzvah, and he said not only is the mitzvah to do it, there's also Isser to use it beforehand. Therefore, Shem Zalman wants to say in a situation, in a scenario, where a person's not able to be tovah the Kli, it's not his house, or it's not his matzav, and he doesn't have the Yechiddush to go ahead and be tovah the Kli. They don't learn to be tovah the Kli. And then B'chiyah Gavna could be there is no Isser B'chiyah Gavna. And with that cloud, we're noigin lahokko by Bali Tshuva, Lamashal, and situations like that, where they don't have an option really to go, if the parents wouldn't let them be tovah l'kli. Not that it's hard to be tovah l'kli, they can't find a mikvah. If they don't have the option of doing it, the parents wouldn't let. Or we're starving this in hotels, a scenario where they can't, won't leave, go ahead and take out the kli. What?
Don't have the mikvah.
That's b'chlan hashayas that. That you have a chiyav, Chazal, there's an issur to use it. It's only when you're not the Baal Kli, you're on the Chulis, it's not that's in Shemesh, which is a Kli, then Baal Kli would never get that Heter. Baal Kli has to go ahead and be Tevil. There's no Heter of the fact that I don't have a Echetim to do it. If I'm not the Baal Kli, so the issur was put on the person who's Mutal to do the Tfias Kelim, somebody who has the ability, somebody who has the mitzvah to do it. Bechai Gavna, I'm not the Baal Kli. I can't take the Kli. I'm not the Baal Mitzvah. Therefore, Bechai Gavna, I can't go ahead. No questions. We don't have time. In terms of, so what's the Heter? We just had no questions. Okay, what's the Heter in terms of, when you buy a soda? If somebody buys a soda, so what's going to be Heter to use the food? The Chari using the food, and that's going to be the Shima. So there are some places going to say, buy it, don't have to be kind of it. The only time there's a Tfilas Kelim went from a goy to a yid. If I never was kain it, I never had das kinyan, then it's not going to be issue. As you do the chazanish, when he used to buy things, I don't know if he bought a soda, but maybe a tuna can, or whatever it is, he didn't want to use it straight from the kli, because being that there's issa shimush, he used to empty out the kli and pour it to somebody else, because he held that to be issa hishtamshis. What's the pshat in the minhag ha'olam that they are mekel? So the one hetter we saw was Rabbi the Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin said that sheval tas is not called shimush. Just taking something out is not called being mishtamish with the etzem chefza, and therefore the issa hishtamshis is using emptying out the mice will not be called Issa Stamshis, therefore I could take it out. Shem Zalman brought down Mechashlemus, Meshavis. Let's say I took out a little extra coffee and I put it back. Is that called a newer Stamshis? So that's called all Stamshis. So Shem Zalman was Noito, but Starfit, to say that if I pour back, it's not called like a newer Stamshis, maybe it's just a Hemshech Stamshis, a Gili Das. I don't never plan on using it. Sometimes it was Samach on it, sometimes it wasn't Samach on it. And he used it as a tzir. Now, two situations where this would not be a heter. One, for example, is you have a bunch of bottles, wine bottles, and you want to, both of them are opened and they're both halfway full, and you want to pour from one to the other one. L'chara, that's not emptying out, that's a new ishtamshus. You're pouring into the second one. Another thing which we could debate is a tuna can. You want to go ahead and cook the tuna in the tuna can, right? The kids make, you smoke the tuna can, you light it on fire, and it comes a nice smoke, nice smoked tuna. It's pretty good. It's good stuff, okay? So, the tuna cans, the chayra, also we could say, the shaz, is that called a new shtamshus or old shtamshus? Could be that's a new shtamshus. Well, this is emptying out, is not a shtamshus. It's not emptying out. This is you're cooking with it, so you don't use it as a kli. Over there, kapshuta, you would not have the amount of distance had there, and it wouldn't apply. So what is the Umm Samachan? What we're Samachan is Rav Moshe Feinstein Tshuva says that something which the Navik, the whole part is when it goes from a goy to yid, a kli, which went from goy to yid, is going to be chayav. Rav Moshe's opinion is that these things don't have a shame kli. It's not aimed to be a kli, it doesn't have, it's just a chisel, it's just tuffel to that samaychel. Being that's not aimed to be a kli, kol zman, it's by the goy. Therefore, the fact that I went ahead and now decided to make it into a kli, that's not called a kli, and therefore it's not going to be chayiv in tefillas kiyam. So according to Rav Moshe, therefore it'll be mutter the tuna can because it's not a kli, it's just a chisel. The bottle also, it's not really umid so much for shimush chizur, it's not, and therefore Rav Moshe would say that would not be a problem. The chazan, this is interesting. I said, like a Shabbos and Murray, this in Shabbos. And Chazanish was a big mind to Amar on Shabbos and say that, what, that Shabbos, a tuna can is a kli atum. An opening tuna can is not soyser, it's going to be boina, and it's called your creating kli. And he's also the mandamro, you know, fiza who come out, maybe he shall or Moshe's heter, that it shouldn't be a problem. And he, Chazanish also is of the opinion when it comes to Tvias Kalim, together it'll be different, even though maybe Kavi Shabbos called a Sias kli, but Kavi Tvias Kalim, I guess, already is called a kli, and he held that you have to go ahead and be machmer. So gets a lachal maisa, basically, minigalim for sure. Emptying out minigas to be makel. In terms of reusing it a second time, debatable. You know, it's definitely debatable. Definitely be dealing with something like which is more kal, like if you're machmer on plastic, most people aren't machmer, or klitschuches, you know, welcome to the makel and metal. Okay, I don't know. Nice to have a moisture to be samachan, and it is makel to go ahead and be makel. Now, this is Sir Shtamshus, a very common misconception. You get the title all the time. I bought a kli, I forgot the table, and I went and cooked. What's going to be the halacha of the food? Can I go ahead and eat the food? The halacha is it's in the gavra, not in this in the chavtsa, and it's not going to somehow cause a suris, and it's not going to be the eved. The Ramah brings down Siftasvav that the food is not going to be awesome. Now, is there any eitza? You're out somewhere in the forest, and you realize that you have a kli which is not tabled. Do we have any eitzas for you to go ahead and use it? So let's go through the various possibilities. Eitz number one-time usage. Mistake, right? No, it's sad in the world that if you just use it one time, just using, no, not that. Something which is, I want to use it one time, and that l'chayr would not be an eitzah. Eitzah number two, people want to use. Maybe I'll go ahead and I'll just wrap it with like silver foil. Therefore, what will be the svar? The svar will be that it's not cool, I'll be mishtamish with etzem kli. In order to be a kli suda, it has to touch the food. If it doesn't touch the food, it's not going to be considered a kli suda. So the question over here is if I put a wrapper over there, it's not touching that some food, and therefore maybe that's going to go ahead and potter it. So Shem Zaman and Shuvah says, Mechashleima, that would not be eitza. Why is that not an eitza? Because Shem Zaman said that is tuffel when you have a thin layer. That's something which is bottle and tuffle to the kli. It's not called, I wasn't mishtamish to the kli. I'm mishtamish to the kli. Maybe I put something in between it. That's not called, I wasn't mishtamish to the kli. Therefore, it's tuffle to it, and therefore that would not be a sarish. So Zalman did say, maybe by a milk bag, maybe something which is a little more chashiv, the eve you'd be makor on plastic, but a milk bag, which you put the milk bag in the plastic container, that already would be a thing which would maybe have more chashivas to it, and that would not be bottled to it, but something which is a thin wrapper over there, that's something which is going to be bottled to it. And therefore, that would not be an eitzah to go ahead and use a kli and just put something in between. So I follow these masupik in two cases. The cupcake holders we were discussing and the candy wrappers, these masupik, is that like chashuv? Every father in the sefer. These masupik, is that called something which is chashuv and therefore that's considered a hefsek? Or that's something which is not a chashivis and would not be considered a The shayla is, some zalmas said, just putting like a thin layer on like saran wrap on the thing that's both of the kli, it's tuffle. Something like a milk bag, which has its own chashivas, it's a milk bag. then already you're going to say it's pasuk plaxi tamin is going to be potter because the food doesn't touch the container or touch the milk bag. These type of things start clarifying. How do we look at a cupcake holder? Is that like just tuffle to the tins? Or no, it has because you're with asthma. You serve the food in it and ask some type of stamshes. You want to say you should be tevel without a bracha. Fine. Eight to number two. You want to go ahead and be mafgurit. Can you go ahead and be mafgurit? So in terms of hafgur, if you buy something and you never clean it, we're still allowed to place them all. If you get something from a kli hafgur, if I find something but I don't know where, kli hafgur, mustamba is going to be putter from Tvias Kalem, it's not from a great yid, and hafgur would be putter. The shayla is, if I own it, to go in and be mafgurit, after I own it, I'm on my vacation, going to be mafgurit. Meral Diskin says that the end of the simon, but the case of the goy screams at us and says that is not going to be a heter. Why? Because over there it says that on Shabbos you have a issue that what to do with the keli. What's the eitzah? Go ahead and be makin it to a goy. Why don't you say just be mafkar it to a goy? Why don't you go just be mafkar it? Why get involved? Let's say you don't have a goy. Why don't you just go ahead and be mafkar it? Therefore, Meral Diskin says seemingly I would say the hefka would not be considered a eitzah. Why? If I'm mafkar it, I'm taking it back. Either a ramwa, nirakishalai, vinishvi, hefka would not be eitzah. So Mazamin and Milchus Shlema wanted to say that Shasar Chak is willing to be mekel. Also, he's more like Meral Diskin says Shasar Chak. He's willing to go ahead and be mekel. So maybe, it seems to be a little bit chiz. I'm not sure why he's mekel shasal chak. I do think the rye is a pretty nice rye from the end of the simen. But maybe so Shem Zama does say it. Shasal chak, b'yish makam l'halkal. So maybe if you're in super, super stuck, maybe you should shasal chak and be mekel. To give something to a goy. So the mechaber at the end of the simen brings down. Let's say you have something which is it's Shabbos and you can't go ahead and you can't do tefillas kelim. Give it to a goy matana and afterwards bar from him because mutar l'shtamish b'ayis. It's only a problem if you're koina. You just borrow from a goy, it's not a problem. So go ahead and give it to a goy and then go ahead and borrow it from him. The Taz says that eitza is not an eitza for levon ved. It's an eitza lefi shab. Are you Shabbos or b'chol kozlan shein b'mikvah? You're b'chol shein b'mikvah. But after Shabbos, you get a mikvah, you have to do it. Why? He says, number one, it's not loyd of mimashkin. Also, Talashu is going to be chayiv. And the Tan says the Eitzah is only Eitzah lefisha. If you're going to keep it, let on that, it's not going to be Eitzah. So the Eitzah of going ahead and buying it and giving it to Goy let on that, the Tan says that is a wrong Eitzah and is no good. Mishmura Paskins like the Taz in Sinchav Gimel. On Mashemel of Nignag in the Deinu is a Kiveger at the beginning of the Simen. A Kiveger does bring that Eitzah. You have these kalim, which you can't go ahead and be tevel because they're too big. Kivager's recommendation is, one of his recommendations is to go ahead and give it to a goy. So see, Kivager holds not like, ain't the kind of derom litin lovicham, matana, lashmimenu, that's eight of that, or Kivager goes ahead and gives. So see, Kivager is willing to be sunk on it. Mishmur does not like it so much. Mechit Yisrach and Shuv, Heikuv Chavav, Beis. Heikuv Chavav is willing also to be sunk on Makam Sarah. So that also could be eight, so give it to a goy. Bar back, maybe that also could go ahead and be a eitzah. Last eitzah in terms of is taking apart the kli. You have a kli which you have a problem which can't be tevelet. Chachos Adam says if you take apart the kli and put it back in day uman yisrael, that's going to pater the kli from the tvila and it's not going to be chay gavna. Why the whole part is went from a great to yid, chay gavna that you took it apart and put it back together and now it's called the yid made it and if it's not going to be a problem. Now when it comes to the eitzah of taking apart the kli, a couple of things you have to know. One is you have to know that it has to be that you need an uman to take it apart. The Gemara Shabbos says a simple taking apart of something which you could just put it back together. How do you put it back together? You don't need anybody fancy to do it. That's not called eitz kli and tum v'tar o stay tummy. Who had din over here? It's mevur, the chakas adam, that's exactly, you need an uman to go ahead and fix it. If you don't need a professional, it's still a kli. And therefore, that's not going to be a eitzah. Number two is the place in Sita Neman that it has to be the mevatel the etzem kli. If you just take apart the electricity part, the plug part, which is not part of the etzem kli, that's not going to be good. It has to be, if you take apart the etzem kli, that for sure is okay. Take out the plug, it seems to be that's going to be the place that's no good. If you take apart the electrical part in the kli already, seems to be excessive be kuach. Is that called you destroy that some kli, or you didn't destroy that some kli? Meisah shemazaman was meikel with that. In Moshe's world, definitely is no way to be meikel, and that because Moshe holds that the electric part is separate chilek from it. You don't have to be toivel it. So Moshe would hold that it would not be considered. That would not be considered a good eitzah. Fine. So far we discussed the Isser Shtamshis, we discussed the Eitzahs, the four Eitzahs in terms of if somebody has a Kli which is not tabled, is there Eitzah to be mafker, is there Eitzah to take it apart, is there Eitzah to give it to a guy, and one-time usage. Now, in terms of the four Tanoim, in order for one to be Chayav and Tfias Kehel, number one has to be going from a guy to Yid, two has to be Kli, three has to be Kli Suda, and four it has to be a certain type of material. So let's start. That's in Chiyuv Tfias Kelim when he went from a Goy to a Yid, Lashon Yishalmi. Went from Tumas Akum to Tumas Yisrael. To Tkushas Yisrael, that's going to be Mechayim Tfias Kelim. The place to discuss, Gershon is Geyer. If a Geyer is a Skyer, you need Tfias Kelim over there. What's the Svartu Mechayim? Shev Levi and Dalat Tzadik Bey says, you need it with a bracha, why not? It went from a Goy to a Yid, and therefore you have to go ahead and you have to go ahead and need a bracha. We saw from Hashem Shmuel, who wants to say a svar along the lines of that, if it went from, just like the tefillah worked on the goy, who didn't like, it's also makshir all his kalim and everything, and therefore he wants to say that you would not go ahead and need a bracha. Some say also maybe it's not done with the makshir shahaya, there wasn't that some kinyan, and therefore maybe in that situation maybe you would not have to go ahead and need a bracha. But I'm going to say, go back in the day, send the shout out to Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv said, it definitely needs tefillah. When they get a bracha, it's episode of Avnei Nezer. Doesn't remember, you have to check out Avnei Nezer, that's what he said. Which means he's remembering the Shem Yishmol. That's Avnei Nezer, also has a suffix. Lemaisa, I think the standard classical psak is the tefillah. Without a bracha, even with svar, pashas, it should be chayav. It's funny, svar say that your potter is not doing the maisha hayo, it's not. Lemaisa, I think then they're not going to do it tefillah, b'li, bracha. So it goes from a goy to yid, it's going to be chayev, it's dafka if it was a kinyan. If you borrowed from a goy, you're not chayev, it's dafka if there was a kinyan. So what's going to be the halacha if you have a mumer? There's a mumer, is kalem going to be chayev and tefillah is kalem? What's the say? You said a shayla? Mumer dinik a goy. Front kapha many halacha is mumer as a din of a goy. And therefore we saw chalavakim, bishlakim, pasakim, discussions about it. Maybe mumer is dinik a goy, and therefore it's going to need tefillahs. And Avi needs some kuftas as masupak. Maybe a mumer would need tefillahs came. Lamaisa, I buy from a mumer, which is going to get all the stuff in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of stuff in Eretz Yisrael is owned by mumer. Ramoish gemal dal nemdan kibshtu. You're not going to be chayav. Some seif and shuvasos. Some seif also says you're not going to be chayav. They say as far as that. Number one, dinei kenachri is not mamish lenachri. Kibshuta, you're allowed to marry his daughter. It's only the chumra doing the kenachri. We don't find that. And lemaisa, we're not knowing him to tell about tshuva. They have to go in and tell was kelim. That'd be enough commitment about tshuva. They have to go in and tell was kelim. He was dinei kenachri till now. Lemaisa, we don't do that. And Ramosha and Shalaz and Amon, then we're not go ahead and be chayav. So we have. So now when it comes to discussing, when you buy kelim, you go buy kelim chusar, it's sol. Do you have to be tevel at minastam or not? So we start with chutzlaretz. And then get chutzlaretz. So we said goy is chayev, mumer is potter. What's the lacha shufis goy shufis Yisrael? Ramon Sifka says shufis akim shufis Yisrael. The lacha is there is a shufis akim shufis Yisrael. It's like Ramon, you're not going to be chayev when you have a shol v'chavim shakano kli. But shufis is no tefila. In fact, the chedusha beis meir. Why not? What happened to Yisrael Shtamshis? The chur is Yisrael Shtamshis use a kli without being tevel. So very nice to go on Zechelik of it, but what happened to Yisrael Shtamshis? And now we saw the plan is that being B'chei Gavna, that's not going to help it to be Tevel. Yisrael Shtamshis is B'mechazik the mitzvah. Over you can't be Yisrael the mitzvah. It always stays Tumas Akum. You can Tevel it, Baiter's Tomei. It's not going to help anything, so therefore it's not going to help. And therefore, that's not going to be Eitza. The fact, therefore there's no Eitza, therefore that's the reason why it stays Potter. It's like the Shach. If you afterwards buy it from the Shufas Goy, now it's Chayev. Close mind is Shufas Goy, Yisrael's Potter. Afterwards you buy it, now it turns Chayev. So therefore, when the Geya companies, even if they have a chilek owned by Jews, a chilek owned by goyim, when you're going to buy it, it's going to be chayav tfilas kelim because you bought off the goy's chilek, and therefore it's going to be chayav tfilas kelim. Therefore, when you buy something from a company in Chutz Laaretz or Meishan Chazanesh Yosei Merastam, you can assume that it's owned by goyim. And if you can, unless you can buy it not like that, and you're able to go ahead and do Tfilas Kelim with a bracha, you go basarayv, and even if the Jews own part of it, it's not going to be a problem, therefore it's going to be chayiv. Now, Benigeya, in Eretz Yisrael, so if it's owned by Jews, it's going to be potter. We say it's owned by Mumra, it's going to be potter. But a couple of things you have to know when it's owned by Jews, what the story is. Number one is, this is a discussion, if the owner is owned by Jews, but the workers are goyim, what's going to be the halacha? Do you go baser the poyalim, or do you go baser the Jews that own it? We saw maybe the chakos adam, maybe it was mechayiv that a little bit. But nice, we came out, the skamas of Pesachim is that it's telling him the Baal Esek is a Jew, your potter, the Baal Esek is a chayiv. The owner. The owner is a Jew, it's going to be chayiv, even though the workers are goyim. If they're just workers from the poyalim, then it's not going to make a difference. But the main thing you have to know is that number one is when you buy something there to sell, where's the manufacturer? A lot of times manufactured in China. Okay. The Chinese, it's a Chinese company making it, which is selling to Israel. It's not the pshat is that a Jew owns it. If you own the company and it's located in China, you're potter. If there's a separate Chinese company which is selling it to you, then avad is going to be chayiv. Therefore, what? If it's going to be chayiv. A lot of them are made by Chinese companies that are just selling it to you have to try to find out what the story is. If it's a public company, you have to know how public it is. You know, is it a public? If it be a big company, which is a public company, and has stocks, you have to know what percentage. If it's shufis or shufis, okay, not something gay. But you have to know whether it's made by Jews. If it's manufactured in Israel, you're okay. If it's manufactured in China, you have to know, is it another company making it, they're buying it from them, or the pshat is that they really own that company over there also, and therefore it's kedai to try to find out if you buy something in Eretz Yisrael. What the Hechsher in China is doing was is that they're, even if it's owned, what did they make it into a poyal? That's what it was? The parts owned by a yid, and they make a tanai with the Chinese company, they'll pay for all the parts. This is a Chinese company, they'll pay for all the parts. In other words, whatever shipment, the old metal and whatever it is, they're going to pay for the parts. The Uma Koyne B'Shvach Kli, they're making it tonight that they're not being Koyne B'Shvach Kli. And why not? Saying Chesh B'Shvach is not theirs. The parts are the Yisrael. The Uma, they're making it, they're not coming Koyne B'Shvach Kli. That's the basic plan which they are doing. Then the Pesach Shiva brings down, if you do Mechiris Chametz, Yisrael came to a guy. Yisrael came to a guy, you go out and buy it back. You're reawakening the chiyav, and you're going to go ahead and be chayav again. Therefore, if you sell, you came to Goy, and you buy it back, you're going to have to be toivot. Kama meisen erchus rabbein of the chazanish, stipler, big machmer, being toivot kelim after Pesach. The minigal and zemekel, erchashoch, and others, they say the yisodei davar is, why is it going to be potter? Because the reason why it's going to be potter is because we don't sell the actual kelim, they sell the chometz davik to the kelim, they sell the maybe the blias in the kelim, if they sometimes. But the Etzem, Kaili, they're not being selling, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be potter. We saw that if you have a kli which breaks, then you go ahead and get it fixed. So umo kana b'shach kli, so machlekas, this umo kana b'shach kli, and therefore that's going to go ahead and be mechayev to be tovel it or not. Mechayev brings down stuff. You had yisal shnasan. Kesselum lasam and a kli and start tefila v'yeshchalken. There are those which are chilek. The ma'aseh the psak of the shach is that whenever you have an uman kohen b'shvach kli, whenever you have something which is broken, and uman went ahead and fixed it, even if the parts are totally yisrael, you're just fixing it. If it wasn't ready to be worked, wasn't ready to be used anymore, you have to be worried about uman kohen b'shvach kli as the pula shabai, and if you're going to have to go ahead and be tevel at the bracha. If the uman goy puts in a part, so with there, it's even more chamer. The shach wants to say to be tevel with a bracha, And it has the Mesir Shreshin wants to say that Yitovo without a bracha. Yeah, Hefker, we spoke about that. If you're Zeichason, Hefker is not going to be Chayev. The going to be Mafker, we said our discus says it's no good. And Shemazam would say that Sas Hachak would be good. So kids, they said that was going to go to the guy for the years, going to be Chayev. So then things never had a shinkli by the guy. That's also Eitzah. If you have to assemble it, there's something which you really never ever put together. And it's never really. And it never had a same kli. It just sold in parts and never had a same kli by the goy. So it could be that also is going to be a Eitzah. And Meisesh brings down the Vikuach with the Mitzvah Karelitz with Rishon Zaman Olman. This guy went to Rishon Zaman Olman after his chasna, and he had a knife which the handle was put by the Yid. The actual knife was from the goy. So Mitzvah Karelitz saw that's chayav tvi'as kelim because he said that's some knife is right to be used. The handle makes it a little bit easier. That's not called that the Gemara, the Malach was made of the Yisrael. Shemzam Alman held, no, the Maisa, handles going to pat you. They went to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish was Machmer, and said that you should be tevil without a bracha. So, okay, so that's the first tonight we spoke about. First tonight is, went from Goy to Yisrael. That's tonight number one. Tonight number two is that it has to be a Kli. In order, it has to be a Kli. What is something which is not a kli is not going to be chayav. What does it mean it's not a kli? The main discussion we had, something which is meant to be thrown out, disposable, you don't reuse it, could be that it doesn't have a shame kli to it, and therefore it's not going to be chayav. So we saw different opinions amongst the poskim. We saw maybe the Borough Park poskim of Chaskel Rav, Mashal Lachis, what to say. Just because I'm throwing out a one-time usage, it's still betzim. It is a kli. Minig Erlam is by Natiya Sidayim or Kiddush, we consider it a kli. And therefore, they want to say he would be chayav to go ahead and mitayv all the one-time use things. Rav Moshe Michis Yitzchak bring rice mishnayis and kelim. There was rice mishnayis and kelim. Pretty stark mishnayis, pretty stark rayas. Different nisroyis. The nisroch of Michis Yitzchak is Michis Yitzchak any kli which the shemush is not a shemush, which is a person's planning and reusing it. It's a one-time usage, like a grill. It's a one-time usage that doesn't get a shem kli to it, and therefore it's not going to be chayav and it's going to be. Potter. Or Moshe's use in Nusach was that it depends. If it's something which cannot last many times, there is no chiv. If it possibly could last, you're rich, and you throw it out. So then, the halacha is, and that's them. It would, yes, be chayiv, and it would, yes, be chayiv. It gets there. Halacha l'maisa, the minigalam is the mimikal, that if you have a das to throw it out, and you're only using it one time, das to throw it out, and you're only using it one time, then you are potter, and you do not have to do it. These sort of dovers would say that's not considered a kli. Tfilas Kelim means a kli, it would not have a shem kli. If you're going to reuse it, then it's minaroi to go ahead and tevel it. Tie number two is, or no, tie number three is, has to be a kli suda. Not just that to have a shem kli, has to be a kli suda. Something which is not a kli suda is not going to be chayav. Therefore, something was not considered a kli suda, the chayav brings down a sefei. The tripod, which doesn't touch the food, sorry, sef dalid. The tripod, which you put the kedera, just holds up the pot. Doesn't need food. Doesn't need tefillah. Being that it doesn't touch the food, therefore, b'chay gavnet does not need a tefillah. He said, therefore, anything which doesn't touch the food, even though it comes to the table, a napkin holder or something like a vase or anything which is not touching at some food over there, does not need tefillah because it's not considered a kli suda. Dafka, someone which touches the food, a pot cover. Why does a pot cover need tefillah? Need tefillas kli. L'chayra, it doesn't touch the food. So there's one nusach, maybe it's a chilek of the kli. But the nusach of the goyin is that he says a chilek between whether you're cooking bread or you're cooking something which has zeya, is being that the zeya rises up and touches the food and hits the pot. Therefore, that gives it a shem kli suda because it's part of the actual bishul process, and therefore it's going to be chayav. And the shayla is. Something which is ba'etzim not a kli suda, but you use it a one-time usage for a kli suda. For example, you bake a cake and you put it in a vase, or you use a negel baser cup to help you to take water. I don't know iron for pizza and all these type of things. Is that one-time usage? Is that make it into a kli suda? If that's the shemesh is not, one time uses Ari Chayiv or not. So the place where they want to bring a Raya, some of the places of Ches, you have the Chevani, which has a Tzarek Klafim. You want to use it back, Roy, the Tzarek Suda. The Ramah says, Rishon also Shlam Shal Tzarek Suda, Fila Derech HaRoy, but like Fila, even though he bought a Tzarek Klafim, he bought a gnat for, even though he bought a gnat for usage, but he used it one time. So, Zak the Ramah, it's still going to be Chayiv. The Pri Chadosh over there jumps on it and says, why should that be? If the Rav of the Shemesh HaKli is not for that, his opinion is he's Gobas the Rav of the Shemesh HaKli. Rav of the Kli is not used for that, it's not normal to use for it, therefore it should not be Chayiv. The Maisa Pri Chadosh Mikhalik on the Ramah. Pri Tar has like a Pshar a little bit. Avadi Gobas Rav Tashmishai. But that's only if something with Rav Tashmishai is not to be, it's something which is not perhaps a Kli Suda. Then you go what's the shmishi. If the thing bad is the kli suda, I gratitude don't use it for a suda. It's a knife. I use it for a klafim, but it could be something which is for kli suda. Then even back roy would be chay. But something which is mufka from that, something which is bad is not a kli suda. You have a vase. It's not a kli suda. It's a vase.
Glasses.
It's called for the So according to the pretire, it's only something which is bechavsa a kli suda. My break was like the pretire lot, and he held the dafka something which is which could be used for kli suda. You may have something else, then miyat tashmish should be chayiv. But the chav says not that, then it's not going to be a part. So far we said it has to be a kli suda. Kli suda is something which touches the food. If it doesn't touch the food, then it's not going to be chayiv. Second discussion, kli suda is something which is not umit to be used as a kli suda. Like we said, roi tashmish, that was the Ramah seems to be chayiv. Pichal shol zipater, pichal shol zetsbatsam. Roi, even back roi is going to be chayiv. Now based on the fact that we say that there is no chiv on something which does not touch the food, therefore, for example, the outside of the crock pot, that is bevada is not going to need tefillas kelim because that's not something which touches the food. A corkscrew, that's something which doesn't touch the food, it's not going to be chayiv. Your seder plate, do you have to be toivel it or not? Sakara, so it depends. If it never touches the food, you put all the stuff in a little bowl on it, then it's not going to be chayiv. If you put the stuff straight on top of it, then maybe it will be chayiv. We tell you how the tzura, how it doesn't make a difference if you eat it. It's on the table and who I didn't?
What's in the can opener?
Who I didn't? Anything which basically anything which does not touch the food.
Can opener
touch. Anything which doesn't touch the food. Can I talk? Who did something which? Who did something which we have that? It's if you have something which is two parts to it. Let's say like a grill. So the bottom part doesn't touch the food, and the top part does touch the food, but they're really two parts, not really attached, and they come apart. So the only shaila would be the part which touched the food. The rest of it, which doesn't touch the food, over there is not going to be chayv. So let's discuss a microwave for a second. So a microwave. Let's discuss in terms of using a microwave. So, in terms of a can opener, passes does not need tefillas kelim. It doesn't touch the food. Why should it need tefillas kelim?
It touches the food.
By mistake, it touches it when you're opening it.
It's automatic. The food's filled up to the top.
It's very accurate. It's not touching the food. It's not exactly suda. That kind of way does not need it. A nutcracker, kipshutei should be potash. Shemzama has a chiddush that being. You bring it to the table, therefore it's like a kli, it's a kli suda, it's shamish over there. I guess do it with a bracha, the kavish and the zamen, you know, it's a little bit hard to understand, but do it without a bracha. And I'm going to get a microwave. So the actual part, in terms of the actual part, is plastic, bedarkla, most of it. Let's start with the bowl, the glass plate. So glass needs tefillas kelim with a bracha, midarabanan, so it depends. So if normally you always use it and you always put a bowl on top of it, so it never ever touches the food. Meaning it never touches the food, so then the glass would not go ahead and not be chayiv because it does never touch the food. If you put stuff straight on top of it, you put food straight on top of it, it might not be so clean, then that would be the Ramah, and we're going to say you're going to have to go ahead and be table it. But if you never ever put food on top of it, then now in terms of Zeya, interesting. I felt this is a very interesting story I saw this morning. Her father said that he went to say that Yesh Lechalik between a pot cover, it's interesting to think about it, that a pot cover is Messiah and that's a bishul. It goes up and goes down. Who cares the fact that it touches it? Let's say there's something which sits on top of your oven and it goes on top of it. Who cares the fact that it touches it? Why is that a svara? Touches it, being that's Messiah, the bishul, it touches it, it's helping the bishul, it goes up and down and keeping it inside. So therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be chayiv. By a microwave, it doesn't help the bishul at all. It's the way it raises does it. The steam doesn't help. The steam doesn't do anything. Therefore, what to say? That's the reason why. That's the reason why it's not going to be chayiv. Fine. And then what's good to them? One has to touch the food. That's number one. Right, we discuss. The shah is like this. Something which you don't eat with, but something you prepare the food with. What's going to be the halacha and that type of situation? Are they there? Just check over there. If not, if they are, I want to move somewhere else. What? Who?
The
rabbis here. The klisu is something which prepares, which you bring to the suda. You have the suda. So when it comes to something which prepares the food for, in order to make it ready for achila, so there are, let's say, three situations. A situation that it prepares the food and it's the gemara dover and now the food is ready to go ahead and eat. That's scenario number one. The alamais is going to be chayiv. There's a type of thing which just prepares the food and it's part of the process. It's not the gemara dover at all. For example, rolling pins, a meat smasher, things like that, where it's just in the middle stage. That's one case. And then there's another type of case where it's in the stage, but on mold, you can use it for something which is a seif davar. So where does the sikkah start? Sikkah starts in seif hei, sakit shah shchita, yesh misham esayin tzarek tefillah. Machar brings down. There are those who hold that it does not need tefillah. What's the reason why? Because it's not kli suda, because it's not rei la'achila. Yesh chalkim, there are some rabbis which are chalak. What's the reason why they were chalak? Why are they chalak? So, nechaku the taz and the shaft are going to chachas adam in terms of what's the reason why they're going to be chalak. The opinion of the taz and the gain is anything which is in the process of making the food, that's something which is going to be chayiv. And therefore, that's Shan Sang Shkita, and therefore the Psaka Mo be a good thing to be Tov Blei Bracha. Tov Latvia Blei Bracha will be a good thing to go ahead and do it to Bracha. The opinion of the Shach and the Sadaqa Chazan goes is that Davke Sakan Shkita, which Amol, you could use it for something which is a Gemara Dover. It's a Sakan. That's what it is. It's a knife. I could use it for a Gemara Dover. Even though this time, maybe back right, even though right now I'm not using it for it, I'm using something that passes the food, that's where the machlokes is, and that's where it's toiv to be toiv obli bracha. But something which is always bechefza used for something which is not a gemar dover, and that's something which is not going to be chayiv. So therefore, let's go through a couple of cases. For example, let's say you have a food processor, which you only use it for challah, for like, or use it for batter or something, right? So that's something which you're using, it's in the process, nothing Mar Dover. So that's something which we're telling the Machalikas. Well, nice, you could use it for ice cream, right? For processors, use ice cream?
Yeah.
A mixer. You could use it for ice cream. Is this here? You could use it for ice cream. You could use it for ice cream, being that you could use it for.
Freezing is not counted
as a mice. Something which could you use amol for the thing, then for sure that's that for sure you need it. That's everyone who holds you needs. If you never can use it for a gemara dover, so that's going to be like the taz going say yechayiv. The fact that and Mashiach the Shach wants to say that being the second amol you use it for a gemara dover, therefore that's the reason why it's going to be yechayiv. And the going says like, why should I be? Who cares? Number one, anyhow, we should go past Rav Tashmish, we don't care about Tashmish anymore, why should it be like that? Chachs Adam does go like the Shach, does pass like Shach. Shach. Now, I'm going to get a cookie cutter. We said that cookie dough. I'm going to get cookie dough. So, like this. It's definitely there's Malkin to be Mako. The whole thing is Machlekis. It's Toyi Batei Le Bracha. It's a good thing in Ramah. In Ramah, we're not sure Shachos that Bechal is not a Geah. Chachzadeh hold passes like the shach. So definitely it's a very shtak amakim to be mekel on something which you never use as a gemaradavar. It's a very shtak amakim to go ahead and be mekel. If it's something amol you do use for gemaradavar, then klami that's something which would be chayif. Fine. Now, Benigeya, so Safa has to be a. No, so Klisud, we said, has to. Let's just make away from this. Klisud has to be that it's Maksha the food, Saif Davar comes to the table, something which doesn't touch food is not going to be Chayiv, something which just prepares the food, I was saying that's going to be Shani Machlekas. Nechakoa Poiskin, it's something which is just made to be a Kli Oitzer, it just stores the food. What's going to be the Halacha? What's going to be the Halacha? The Kevigah brings that at the beginning. You have those Hani Chavis Don Shacharis Hamitzupas. You have the Charis, which are Mitzupa. The storage, like a Chivasa, brings down a Kavchav. So got involved Kalim, which stores the food, just like the Oitzer, is like a Siddichai right now. What's a Shaila? Misadachod. It's something which you just, it's not really preparing the food, it's not really doing anything to the food. But Misadbeis, it's different than what we said, Saka Shechita, because that's something which. Is the food is really roy for Shema? She doesn't need it. And the reason it's not actually the biggest part is because it's not a chisud yet, because it's missing part of it. It's not a food yet. It's not a oichel yet. It needs more to it to be finished off. Something which is just a kli oitzer. So that kachuv brings down a machlekes. What's going to be a lacha? Whether it's going to be chayav or pater? And he recommends being table at bli bracha.
What's
absurd? He's retired with bli bracha.
Where is this?
Takesho kufchav sif katan vav. Obviously, it's something which is just a something which is a kli ichsun, something just stores it. If something which comes to the table, well, it's going to be chay. For example, if you just have something which you have a pitcher, right? You keep the food in there, you don't doesn't do any. Obviously, or a salt shaker, even though it's just storage, but that's something which comes to the table, well, you know, that's something special that's going to be chay. Big discussion, very big kalim. Is a big kalim a siba tapati? The fact that it's very, very big. What will be the tzad tapati of the kli? The tzad is just to say that being that it is something which is not metaltel. So, tumah v'taira could be snishkan kli. It's not a tumah v'taira, doesn't have a shame kli tli, something which is not. Namubo, it doesn't have a shame kli to it, and therefore maybe it's mukham to go ahead and pater something which is not. Metaltel. Rosh Hashanah and Simchat Torah Mitzvah wants to say that's something which is not movable. You don't move around. It's nishkan kli, and it's going to be potter. Mechashlim we saw based on Machvav Asam. Also, when we that svar, that maybe something which is very, very big. That's something which is not going to be a kli. It's not metaltel, and therefore it's going to be potter. As according to that, a fridge, oven, things which are very, very big, we'll say that's not called a kli total. That's something which is going to. It's not going to be considered a kli. Is a posh? It's not so posh. We saw the chachos adam, which is brought down, or Rekiv Eger. Those very big kalim. Chavias don shachers gedolos are very, very big. But suva be'aver, and says a valley of chilo is something mikvah can't fit the mikvah. It's so big, I'm fit the mikvah. It's pretty big, guys, right? Can't fit the mikvah. And I imagine you're not being metal to those things. And he's trying to figure out, so what do we do? He says, oh, maybe we give it to a guy. Maybe we, you know, he's trying to figure out what to do. The Maisa, why is he just saying that it's very, very big and you can't move it around? Elamai, from there, will seemingly infer that even if it's very, very big, it's still going to be chai. So, even though the Negeya, let's go through, I guess, we'll go around to some appliances. What's going to be with the oven? You do a Bismedesh or Vyash, Vyash was the after table oven. Why not? It's smashed out of food, it's tablet. And you have to go ahead and be tevel it. Once, when I was in Hanof, when I was in PSK, way back in the day, maybe 15 years ago, so I just asked Ruben if the diamond, what his opinion on the matter is. He goes, it's not a kli, it's an oven.
The whole oven,
start with that. It's not a kli, it's an oven. Okay. Whatever that star is. I'm not sure exactly. Well, it's not a kli, it's an oven. That's it. But Al Kapanim, so The shayla is what's going to be in terms of tavlin. So there's one nidin mitzad we have this svarah d'achas shulchan. It's not meant to be metaltal. That's one serif. Maybe that. It's not meant to be metaltal. So we have a svarah like that. There is also a svarah, like we said before, that the mice, the whole oven, is that helping the actual bishul or not? So there it is. Yeah, there it is. Kiss keeping the eden. You do have that svarah. You do have that svarah.
Doesn't touch the food.
So the whole thing doesn't touch the food. Therefore, the whole oven should not need it. Elamai, we say beside the zayah. So if we say a svarah, fellow say that by pot cover, the zayah helps the actual bishul. Goes up, goes down, and my shinkin over here, the oven doesn't really help the bishul. It doesn't help the bishul. The zayah doesn't really.
The zayah just
goes everywhere else. Doesn't really help where it burns out.
Part of
it doesn't really, whatever, so maybe, you know, maybe that could be a sort of oven. The point is not to be table of the ovens. The Mir had that, right? They're machmer. They're machmer everything. So they bought with their industrial ovens, so they were going to take it apart. And but when they took it apart, they found, like, oh, tons of, like, gook. And apparently it was used, and it's like tarfus there. Gets there. And it's a good thing they caught it. But anyhow. In terms of the racks, so it depends. If you never ever put the food on the rack, so we have this far again, weiter. You never ever touches the food, and therefore it's not going to be chayev. If amol you do it, then once in a while you do it. For example, baking paper. You make challah on baking paper, so it's very, very thin. The baking paper is tuffled to the racks. Or you make, what else people make on the rack straight?
Cookies.
Huh?
Toast bread. Cookies.
Cookies, maybe. If you put it on just a little baking paper, so then in chalami, then it would be chayev in tefillas kehilim in that situation. We're telling the Rav Tashmish this svara, according to the svara that you go about the Rav Tashmish because we potter, according to Ramah, that Mia Tashmish would be enough, would be Chayev, according to Pritay Yesh Ladin. Perhaps it's not meant to be like that. Okay, Yesh Ladin. It's not meant. No, and there's a knife, that is a knife. Az Miachet Veklafen. Batsim, it is a Glisuda. This is Batsim. Shimash is to be used with Hafsik. Now I didn't do it with Hafsik. Yesh Ladin. We'll be the lach in that situation. The gay fridge. So we have the svar number one, the gay fridge. We have the rachas shachin svar. Now we do metaltel. Weiter, we say kibbeg and lezon. All of that. We have a derek klal. It's what is it? Just a kli yetzer, a fridge, right? So which is totally in daka chila machlekes. That's another svar to pat to it. But derek klal, the food doesn't touch the actual fridge. The only places where we're in the gay is maybe by the fruit bin, where the fruit does touch it. So usually it's plastic, it's not going to be brown. Even if it be glass, nice, we have the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan plus the svara of that the food doesn't touch it. Plus the svara of that's a kli yetzer, which is shani machlokes, the dakei tshuva. So therefore, one could go ahead and be make all of that. Kalim, which are toast oven, so toast oven, same thing as oven. The actual toast oven, not the actual... The actual racks, you probably put the food. Toast oven racks, you should do it. Everyone puts the, you make toast on the racks.
They're small, the whole thing. It's like a
double metal. No, so you don't have a double, but you have the svara that the part which touches the food is just the racks. So therefore, that part's going to be high. The rest doesn't touch it. LMI, we didn't pat cover. We have the same svara. Maybe that's not misayin. That's ambitious. So therefore, in the tovel, yeah, there definitely should be tovel the racks. Now we get kli chashmal. So, Kim Chashmal is a regular Kli, Chor Shvi Chayev, and the question is there any Tziruf from anything to be Samuch on not to be playable Kim Chashmalim? So, sad number one is to say that a Kli Chashmal is, being that I can't do it, there is no Chiev. So much I can't do it, there's no Chiev, and is that can be a Svar or not? We spoke about Barichas, the Pashas Adavar, is that just because you can't do it, Kivager sounds like we have the big Kalim, we can't be telling the Mikkel, what do we do? You don't just say, oh, we're very sorry, I can't tell you, but Alamai the Pasha Dover is, even though I can't do it, it still would be a Chiev, and it's not a Pshadis Chazal, or not Mechayev it in that situation, and Pashas, you would have to go ahead and do it. Sad number two to Patrick is maybe the fact that it's plugged in, something which is Mechubar, maybe there is no Chiev, since Tumah V'Taira, there is no Chiev, So too, when Bitame is so to be the fact that it's plugged in and should go ahead and be punter. Rishlo Shiva Levi says, no sound in the world like that. Bar Moshe says, I can't believe an Orthodox rabbi would have even such a sound like that. So the story is that something which is a roughy dick of chibur and just goes in and out to say that that's not called a chibur. That's something which is not so much of a sar, and therefore it's going to be chayav. And the ma'is, the minig oilam is to table it with a bracha. We're not chalishes for these svaras, the very shvacha svaras. And if you were not table it, your electrical appliances, you should go ahead and table it. And the pashas is you should go ahead and be table it. What are the various eitzes? So one eitze we said chachmas adam, that if you get umman to take it apart, that's one eitze. Something's going to get destroyed. What are you going to do? So we said eitze on chachmas adam. If you get somebody to take it apart, somebody takes it apart, that could be eitze, and umman takes it apart, that'll be eitze, and that's one tzad. There's another plan that when you take it apart, again, we mentioned before that you have to do the actual kli, take apart the actual kli, plug is no good, electrical parts in the actual kli that we source from Zam wanted to be makel. Most electrical appliance things, if you just take it, then you just leave it out for a couple of days, let it soak, let it dry, it's going to be okay. But there are some things that get ruined. If things get ruined, then give it to Uman to take it apart. Plan number two, remember Moshe wants to say that when you've been to have a luxury part, he wants to say that the Mavur Mishnayis and Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, and Mishnayis Kelim, a Kli which has two parts to it, two separate Kelim. Even though they're both Shimushi, two separate Kelim, one part comes Tameh, the other part does not come Tameh. Therefore, Moshe would say the electrical part and the actual Kli part is considered two separate Kelim. Being as two separate Kelim, you only have to talk about the actual Kli and not the electrical part. In Chitzitzak and Shuva Schalik, he says that the only time Mishnah Kalim is talking about when you have two separate Kalim. Over here, the lecture part is tuffled to that Etzem Kli. Being the lecture part is tuffled to that Etzem Kli, so therefore we don't have a Raya that's two separate Kalim, and therefore we have to go ahead and be Tevot. There are some places we go like a Moshe, they say Tevot in the lecture part, like the Minchas Yitzchak. When you're tevoting it, there's the Eitzah of you're just toveling for a second. Do mayim makdimim, wet your hands, cover the part which has the plug, and you just tovel for a second, and then you know that will help a little bit that it won't get so ruined. Another eitz we saw maybe if you take it apart, like a food processor. We saw the machlekes and plates, and shnayis and kelim, machlekes, a kli which is chayiv and is tummy, and you only, that's something to be tired, you have to tovel the whole thing at one time. If you just take the part which are makabot tumma, just the mateches, and you just tovel that, does that make it now eis? And everything else is going to be tar or not. The Shita's Rambam is that if you just take the parts which are tameh, table it, it's going to be tar. So therefore, that's also eitz. Sometimes we use that we say just be table the part which is take it apart, table the metal part, and that also could be a eitz. Okay. Now in terms of kli suda, you want me to finish today? Or I should finish tomorrow. To be chai, we said before, it has to be a kli suda. We discussed different shades of kli suda. The shaila is that if you table a kli suda, but it's not even for sudiya, what's going to be the halacha? Okay. Well, if you table something, can the store owner be table the kli or not for you, or not? Is that considered a kli suda or not? So there are some shuvas to say, why not? It went from Tumas Akan to Tumas Yisrael, you bought it, and therefore why can't the store owner go ahead and be table it? Lamaisa, we saw in the Taz, come out the first night, and the Taz says that in a case where it wouldn't be chayiv, and you go ahead, you have when this, and he says that when you're being table it, because on the Issa of Heter. The Issa of Heter Shita is. If you bought something by a Karay, the Chavani's Potter and the consumer buys it, he's borrowing, he's using it by a Karay. So this is how it says, since the first so be Chayiv, he uses Sarah Suda, so therefore I want to use it, I also Chayiv. If he says Tovah Lai Bracha, make sure I tell the Chavani that I did it Bili Bracha, so the next guy knows. So we see Clark even went from Tumas Akim to Mitzisol off an Araya that would not work, and it still would be a Chiyav, and the Tefillah would not work. Here he's saying Samachalik Shishayim. Therefore, he's winging it both ways. But he says therefore the Lach is that you would have to go ahead and be Tovah it, and we see that if there's no Chiyav yet, we don't see from Akim to Yisrael. And the halacha is that tefillah would not go ahead and work. Therefore, for the store to be tevel it is no good, and you have to go ahead and be tevel it. But the bracha, you have to go ahead and be Tevel. Once you pay for it, they say B'Shem Moshe Feinstein, even though maybe you didn't make a Kinyan in Gidri Kinyan, it was a Masbik, because being that Lamaisa, it's Oymid for me, it's Miuchet for me, therefore it's considered Kli Suda, it's going to be Chayef. Rish L'Shem Azama once say, you give a Matana to somebody. I give a present. I buy a dish and I put a bunch of candies inside of it, or I buy make a cake platter. Is that Chayef or not? Shem Azama wants to say, being that it's a not a Kli Suda, it's a Kli Matana. Therefore, we want to say that we're not bechayv yet, and therefore you can't go in and pre-table it. So someone wants to say, who the Mignei Shalach Manas? Make a platter. He says, that's not called a Kli Suda. It's a Kli Matana, which is a Chiddush a little bit, because by the Chavani Pshad is Be'etzim is Kli Shechayra. And here we Mechadish, there's something called Kli Matana, Kli Shalach Manas. It's not Umid for a Suda. Sorry, it's not called Kli Suda yet. It's not Umid for a Suda. Well, this is not a Kli Suda yet. You Kli Suda.
For you.
Right, it's not a kli suda. No, but you could understand like the shalach manas. I'm serving him on my plate, so I'm giving to him shalach manas, which he's going to eat. But lemaisa, okay, lemaisa Shem Zama says lemaisa not like that. Lemaisa, therefore, when you get shalach manas, when you get kli matana, you should not go ahead and be toivled, write on it not toivled, because otherwise you're getting yourself into issues, and you should write not toivled, and let the other person toivled it with a bracha. How is he going to take this stuff out? We send him a diskin. Emptying is not going to be a problem. Daki Tshuva came along and said that just like we said that the Kli Shechira, he wants to say, who then anything which is for purposes of making money, even though you're using it for a Suda, that's called Kli Suda, that's not called Kli Suda, and therefore it's going to be Pater. Therefore Daki Tshuva wants to say, all the hotels, all the restaurants, and things like that, even though you're using it for Suda purposes, but being that you're not using it for Kli Suda, being that you're using it for a Shemesh of, not of Suda, using it for a Shemesh of Parnassah, that's not called a Kli Suda. There's so many places, well, Chalak of that, Ramayisha, just Rabbi Yashiv, they never sound like that. They say, what do you mean? He's a Chalak in Kli Shechira, where the whole Shemesh of the Kli is Kli Shechira. Over here, it is a Kli Suda, which I'm making money off of it. So Maisa, the more Mahajan Nachshem are definitely a Mahachmer, and they say that the halacha is that you have to go out and be table it, but definitely less mahajan achshem the meikel, and you have the akichuv to be samechan, plus maybe avishem azama sar is samechan, and therefore many which are samechan. And the last tonight, which you need is very important tonight, is a type of material. Only so the materials are going to be chayiv, other materials are not going to be chayiv. Now in the pasuk, it says six things: gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, lead. It says six things which are chayiv mid iraisa. Glass is definitely chayiv mid derabana. The shayla first is to start with aluminum, other things. Certain things are reported for sure, like stone, ivory, nylon, rubber, porcelain, all those are definitely going to be potter. Now the shayla let's be with aluminum. So Moshe comes, the Torah Yisrael in Hakdamah to Tyrus, Sais Mandalid, Wednesday that's going to be Chayav Nidureisa. They're just, these six Kli Mateches, some are just Mashalom, who didn't anything with Mateches, and therefore Kli Aluminum is going to be Chayav Nidureisa. For Moshe, in Tshuva wants to say it's not deraisa, it's going to be derabanan. It's like sheshiksum bankecha. The Torah said dafkei six, nothing else deraisa. Lamaisa would be derabanan, because lamaisa klischuch is derabanan, because that's takano. So do these also be derabanan, lamaisa is derabanan. And Emes Liakiv, he has a tzat to part to you. It says lamaisa toivo b'li bracha. That's Ramayisa saying derabanan, chayv with the bracha. Rav Yaakov has a tzat even to part to you. Lamaisa is psak is to be toivo b'li bracha. When it comes to plastic, so the Mechitzah Sikta says plastic is going to be chayiv. Why is plastic going to be chayiv? Being that it's something which plastic is going to be chayiv. Why is plastic going to be chayiv? Being that it's something which you could, if it breaks, you can fix it. Therefore, it should be chayiv, just like plastic is going to be chayiv. A minig oilam on plastic, and Mechitzah is going to give my involved is machmer plastic bli bracha. Minig oilam is a patre. They bring down from Moshe, from Henkin, Chazanish. Why they may make some CIP in Malam Lahayo, which says that anything which is not around be made chazal. They didn't make a takanon. Therefore, even though that's right. So the problem with that is why aluminum are we going to say yes, chayiv. Aluminum also wasn't around, or Moshe say aluminum is darabanan. Kodar Moshe, aluminum is darabanan. It also wasn't around. It's a little bit shver. Maybe that shver will only take on a darabanan on something which is a material which is. Aluminum is a material which maybe has a tzad deraisa to it. Yeah, you know, it's not so possible why that should be like that. There's another svara glass. The Chazan says that's not a kli because something which you plastic, something which just falls apart when you bake. It's not. It's like a kli rua, and therefore it's not something which could stay around. Therefore, maybe that's the reason why it go ahead and do it. Also, nowadays, we always throw out the plastic thing. We have to fix it up. It also could be a svar. What about mechazal? Elamai is something which you could fix, but you never fix. It's a little bit shvara mitzvah, you know, harish tamazakri, aluminum with plastic. Elamai saminagaylam is aluminum, the tevo with a bracha, and plastic, many hold, is potter. Like I mentioned before, something like ivory, stone, things like that, those are going to be potter. Now, something which has a tzipoy, one material is chayev, one material is going to be potter. If something has a tzipoy, what's going to be the halacha in that type of situation? So when it comes to a tzipoy, so the halacha, when it comes to a tzipoy, the halacha is tzipoy. So the mechaber brings down that if you have a kelim and a supim, if it's mechaber brings down what's halacha by tzipoy. The mechaber brings down a kelim and a supim b'fnim needs tefillah with a bracha. Mechaber brings down yeshayimim kelim and supim be'ever afilim b'fnim yivav le bracha. Some say the kelim and supim even b'fnim you tefillah by bracha. The Ramah is two chiddushim. Be'bechutz b'fnim, he's arguing on both and saying both in the tefillah b'li bracha. If it's a tzibay bein b'fnim and b'chutz, the Kavega says then everyone agrees need a bracha. The Mechaber saying was one needs a bracha inside or outside. Or this is the for both of them. B'li bracha. But both, b'im b'fnim, b'im b'fichutz, then b'chay gavna, you're going to need a bracha. Now, the Kavegah brings down, dafka b'tzub e'er mamish, has to be a real substantial piece there. Kli gizlard, the glizzard, le'yivarech, it's very thin, and it doesn't need a bracha. So when it comes to china, the two types of china, some type of china which have nothing on top of it, doesn't need, that's not chayef. The china which has a thin spray, what's going to be the halacha? So some say it's like a lizard. It's very, very thin. Toivel, bili, bracha. Others say, remember, Siakov brings down from Yaakov, they say, Bishem, Mishra, Feinstein, others. They want to say the chal doesn't need a tefillah at all. What will be the svar? The two svars that I am aware with. Could be a lizard was a tzipoy, but thin. But this is like really mamish nothing. Mamish nothing there. And therefore, it doesn't need it. We felt that once they have trade darbanan. Shiva Levi also says, I got trade darbanan. The whole thing we're dealing with is schuchas, maybe, right? That's what we're dealing with, is a very thin layer. The second thing we're dealing is very thin layer. I think that's a very, very thin layer. So therefore, therefore, it's makim to be makel and not to be tevel on China. What? Tebi, there's nothing there. Even if there's something there, it's schuchas at best. It's mechalik shvishenim. Whether it's only b'fnim, not b'chutz. It's mechalik shvishenim. Sveitis could be it's super super thin. Or Moshe of Yaakov hold your potter. Therefore, you can make it on that to be gavan himself upon China. Now, if you have a chelik of the kli, sometimes you have a chelik kli which is chayv, a chelik which is potter. We guess in the suga of maimid. So maimid in sif. Hey, sorry, sevav. Says kli hetsish lechishin abarzel b'chutz doesn't need tefillah. Mashiach the Kesef Kesef does need tefillah. The question is what the difference is. But running late, so basically what comes out is the Shach wants to say that you should be tevel any ma'amid b'li bracha. That you do a ma'amid b'li bracha, even though maybe the Chaber holds your potter, the Chaber holds that only when in ma'amid b'fnin, ma'amid b'chutz, or could also like Kesef Kesef, that's was a full-fledged kli, it's just something else inside of it, but ma'amid b'potter, but the opinion of the Shach is every ma'amid, you should go ahead. Every maimed should go ahead and dibili bracha. Every maimed should go ahead and dibili bracha. By screws, we saw a machlekes, that something which has a screw, what's going to be the halacha? If you just have a screw over there, do you need like a tshuva? Is that called a maimed? Is that called a maimed? And lemaisa, if you have a screw, what came out was, if you machmer maimed, then we saw the machmer to machmer maimed to say that you go ahead and be table bili bracha. The Ramah brings down if the ikker kli was barzel, and the main thing is barzel, and the Ramah brings that two tenan to be chayiv. If the ikar kli is barzel, then it's going to be chayiv. If the ikar kli is not matakas, the ikar kli is eitz. If my barzel kvur, but if it's efshes tamas leir barzel, it doesn't need tefillah. Over there, we not need tefillah. Why over there we not need tefillah? Being the ikar kli does not need it. Therefore, overhead, over there, you're not going to be chayiv in tefillah. If Father wanted to say the ice cream scoop would be an example of that, being that it's just. Ikkakli doesn't need it. It's just, the Ikkakli over there does not need it. It was just to make it a little bit better. So, you would not, over there, you would not have to go ahead and make it would not over there be chayv in tefillah. Just quickly, in Etzim Shimers, how you do that, that's a Tvias Kalem. Tvias Kalem, we say it should be done with a bracha, but metal skuchas need a bracha. It's wrong not to make a bracha. You have to make sure there's no chatzitza. How, when we saw what's chatzitza, chatzitza is anything which is a person's makbid on, whether me and a makbid, your makbid, Baal Kli's makbid, Mori Piva makbid, then you have to go ahead and take off all the chatzitzas. If the fact that, and if you can't have the chatzitza, you will have a problem. When you're tevelling it, you have to have the whole thing about achas. You can do a chatzi chatzi. You have to have the whole thing about achas, and it has to be one, you do half and half, it's no good. When you tevel, you fill up the kli, make sure it's fully, if you tevel the whole kli, make sure the water goes all the way into the kli, fill up totally, make sure no air bubbles, otherwise it's not going to be fully full. When you tevel, we said don't drop five things at one time, because could be it's not getting all around, and therefore you should make sure to be tevel, one. Ideally, it's brought down, it says, you should hold it roughly. What together roughly is not 100%. Clearly, ideally, just not getting any shahs, just like pass it one hand, the other hand into the mikvah. Like that, it's totally let go. You know, that would be the ideal thing to do if that's not always so practical. If roughly that's the mikvah, then it's mutter, but if five is my magdimim, then it's going to be okay. Klapi, tias kalim, you don't need kavana. It happens by itself, you are yoitza. A katan, batsem, a goy, could do tias kalim. The problem is, no manish shabai. If they're doing it, somebody watches them, then in a khanami, that technically would work. But the issue is not out that some namanis. The issue is namanis, not that some might say fila, and that's if it would happen by itself, even when the kaif falls in, it's going to work. You need a mikvah in order to be tevel it, that's not enough. You need a mikvah, ocean also works. In a geya, using a river, you have to get some the shiloh with zeichlin, whether it's zeichlin, not zeichlin, if it's stationary. You know, I guess in the shaila with Zeichlin or not, and I guess if you're in the shaila, that's a shaila.